Hey there, Driven and Ambitious. We are going to have a content planning workshop on March 30th at 4 p.m. And we are going to learn how you'll be able to create content in 10 minutes or less. I'll see you then. Hey you guys, it's Cassie here and welcome to another episode of the Ambitious Tribe podcast. Today we are going to be talking about content that converts into Benjamins. Now this is going to be really, really fun because it's going to be actionable and valuable. So I really, really want you guys to get your pen and paper, or maybe you can just listen to this over and over when you are creating your content. This is basically the money-making activities that I teach my mentees inside the Power Profile Intensive Program, which by the way is now a 6-month long program, but we'll still have the 8 weeks intensive foundation program that you will have to go through in order for you to build a better business that is clear, transformative, progressive, and profitable. Okay, ready to dive in? Okay, so the first piece of content that I put out there that basically already make the deal closed is the emotional piece. The emotional piece basically is your story, okay? Is your story on how you were able to start with this business. How did you get into this endeavor? How did you decide that this is the path that you're going to take? For me, I have 3 core stories that I always say. One is that I have a $90 money left in my bank account under my name when I lost my job as a hotelier, and when the general manager of the hotel believed in me so much that he thinks that I really am ready for entrepreneurship, and he became my mentor, and he is the one who really pushed me that even if I love and would love to become a general manager someday, I am really fit to learn leadership and everything that revolves around managing a business through entrepreneurship. I'm ready for the next step. And then the other story is that how I was able to have $90 in my bank account, and there was an opportunity that presented right in front of me. I didn't have a plan. I only had a month to put together a huge 3-day event that resulted to LinkedIn flying in, and also a lot of speakers and thought leaders in a 3-day engagement, including a night concert production, and how we were able to pull in 1 million pesos, so that's $20,000, to produce the entire event. And then I also shared on how this pandemic actually built a better business for me, and also how I was able to put together a program when I was in quarantine for 14 days, not because of COVID, but because of the volcano ashes and it affected my lungs. So I was quarantined for 14 days and I was able to work through a program right in front of my computer, and that was the start of really, really great things happen. And I only had, well, basically I didn't have any more money at the time because we were just, you know, newly married and I got sick, and then COVID happened, so my startup had to take a pause because the After Six Club, or my startup, which handles and creates transformative and progressive events for and with coaches, consultants, trainers, and entrepreneurs, was put on hold. So how was I able to get out of my 5,000 debt, and how was I able to build a better business and earn in 45 days $20,000? So that's actually the emotional piece, because you're bringing in a story that is relatable to another person. Like, okay, how many people here are also got laid off through their business, right? How many people here also lost their jobs? How many people here wanted to build a business, but they're just so tired of, you know, of chasing for accounts or chasing for clients, right? So this is basically something that relates to them emotionally. All right, game. Number 2 is the step-by-step piece. Step-by-step piece is basically my favorite. So step-by-step piece is basically also things that are or well, it's not things, but more on posts such as this podcast, wherein I am sharing with you guys the type of content that I put out for the world to know and for you to know in order for my soul aligned clients to know what kind of a coach am I, what kind of entrepreneur am I, what kind of a person am I. So these are the step-by-step posts wherein you're bringing them micro transformation and giving them actionable steps towards building a better business or towards a certain lifestyle that you want to bring them into. Okay, next is the polarity piece. The polarity piece basically is your conviction. These are also things that you stand for, you advocate, what you believe to be true, what are the BS for you, and also this is the piece wherein you show up to educate that this is what you do, this is what you believe in, and you have tried this and it didn't work out, so this is how your belief started to form, right? And then, but of course, you have to also remember that this piece, even if you're being the polarity type of person, right, on your post, doesn't mean that it's going to give you the permission to become a bitch or offending other people. Sorry for the lack of better term, but yes. So being a polarity, having this polarity, polarity piece makes you even more opinionated, right? So you tell people, you make people know what are the things that you advocate, you believe in, that also resonates with them. All right, the next one, the fourth one, is the social proof. Okay, the social proof, basically these are the content wherein it shows transformation, the before and after. People want before and after photos. People want to know what happened when they started the program with you. People want to know, right, the results and the testimonials. So I suggest you guys, if you can put in testimonials, maybe once a week, that will be great in order for people also to know that, hey, your program works. Now, if you are someone who's just starting your business and you don't have these social proofs just yet, hey, you are the walking social proof. So you can go ahead and share, right, and talk about the results that happened to you. So for example, my 8 weeks LinkedIn Power Profile Intensive is composed of an 8 weeks program that is really patterned to what built a better business for me. And then moving forward, that's why it's now 6 months long, is because I also added how I was able to have $20,000 in 45 days. Okay, and so on and so forth. So basically that is the result. So people wanted to know, how are you going to bring them from point A to point B? All right, next, number five, walk your talk. Okay, these are basically how you document your life, right? What changes happen before and after. So it's kind of like resonating to the social proof. So you have to content results. You have to put the content that builds results. You have to put in content wherein people will be able to know what kind of a coach you are. So walk the talk is basically them knowing that everything that you put into your program, everything that you consult or had social proofs, had proofs that it is something that really, really works if they follow on the dot. For example, if you are a health coach, right? With a health coach, if you follow this program on how many times a week will you exercise, what is the frequency, what is the kind of exercise for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then what kind of nutrition are you going to have, and so on and so forth. When you follow it on the dot, you are going to lose maybe 10 pounds in 1 month, right? So that in itself is walk your talk, because this is where you're going to say that because you ate this, this, and this for the entire month, and you exercise, and then you did Pilates, yoga in between, this made you lost 10 pounds and made you lean and ripped. So something like that, right? Six, okay, this is the last piece, which is lifestyle. Lifestyle basically is something that you're not asking them to do anything, right? There's no call to action other than you being human. This is where you'll tell them, hey, I love watching Young Sheldon. This is where I love making use of a pink clean canteen, you know, as my glass of, as instead of making use of a glass glass of water. I make use of a tumbler beside me. This is where every Sunday I go out and ride my bike and have at least 10 kilometers ride around the village. This is where on Sundays I make sure that I don't do anything other than read a book or just being myself and with my family. This is where you also put in like maybe, you know, you wanted to let them know as well that you only work like for 4 hours in a day and you would want them to have that lifestyle too. Okay, so just a little recap, right? These six pieces that can content, that can bring, sorry, that can convert that content into Benjamins are: one, emotional; number two is step by step; number three, polarity; number four is social proof; number five is walk your talk; number six is lifestyle. So you guys go ahead and make genuine, authentic relationships. People want to read and become a certain person because they wanted also a lifestyle that fits them. So show them the real you. Soul aligned clients are basically people who are like you, has the same values, who has the same interests, or if not the same, at least have the same mission, vision, and wants to build a better business or a better lifestyle as well. So go ahead and publish these kinds of content. Be genuine, just be authentic and be you. And most importantly, be human. Okay, so I hope this helped you guys and hope to hear more from you guys. So go ahead, you may join Ambitious Tribe with a Plan Facebook group, or you can reach out to me on LinkedIn and just, you know, show some love, or if you have any questions that you would want me to tackle, I will definitely read them and have them written down for us to discuss either during the coffee talk sessions every Tuesday on our Facebook Live group, or maybe I will be talking about it here on our podcast. All right, thank you guys. Build a better business, drive ambition.
You just finished listening to another episode of the Ambitious Tribe podcast by Cassie Pajarillo. If you liked today's episode, make sure to leave Cassie a review on iTunes and share this podcast with your friends on social media. It's also available on Spotify and Google Podcast. Don't forget to tag Cassie Pajarillo on Instagram or message her straight on LinkedIn. You may also head over to the Ambitious Tribe with a Plan Facebook group and be encouraged by soul-aligned and ambitious humans on the planet. Remember, you can definitely build a better business.